Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll visit with Camden Kojal of the Razorbacks with a big series win over Ole Miss. Fun to have our bookend players.
Yeah.
And Ella McDowell at third base for the Razorback women's softball team. And Camden, the shortstop, they both have that same side of the field having a great weekend. So let's bring him in now there, Roger
Bring
Dodge.
Him in proper.
Bring him in.
Morning Mayhem is joined by Arkansas second baseman Cam Kojal. Kojal hit .333 with 15 home runs and 62 RBIs on the way to making second team All-SEC. He comes into this season as a Baseball America preseason All-American. He's brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Count on Ortho Arkansas for urgent treatment, diagnosis, physical therapy, and more. Serving Arkansas statewide with 10 locations. For more info, visit orthoarkansas.com or call them at 501-500-3500.
Good morning, Camden.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, it's always great to talk to you on a Monday after a series win, especially Ole Miss. I was telling Roger, seems to me either last year when we first started talking with you, or it might have been the beginning of this year, we asked you, which win did you enjoy the most? Which team do you enjoy beating the most? And it seems to be Ole Miss was right up there towards the top, if not the top. So if that's the case, congratulations on a big series win.
Yeah, thank you. It was an extremely fun series of playing, and it always feels good to beat Ole Miss, so we're excited.
Yeah, you had two home runs the first two games, and I can't remember which one it was. I was telling Roger, you absolutely crushed it. Hit it on top of the roof out there in the building in right field. Was that the first game or the second game?
Yeah, that was the Friday game. So that was the first game of the series, and TJ Pompey had a really big swing earlier in that game and hit a three-run home run, and then I was able to connect on a ball, and I made it 5-0. And when you get up on a team like that, that's solo home runs won't beat you, but multiple-run home runs will. So that was great how we did that on Friday. So it was exciting.
I was wondering, I didn't hear a measurement. I think they were talking about Cahillo's home run yesterday that was 469 or something. I mean, you and him both are having these tape measure home runs. Do you know which home run has been the longest for you, that whatever the way they measure that, they could tell you, hey, this was 450 feet or whatever? Do you know which one is your longest?
I don't know which one's my longest, but Gage Goodwin, he's our bat boy.
Mm-hmm.
He comes up to me almost for every game, and he asks which one has ever been my longest. Mm-hmm. And I say, oh, I don't know. And he says, I know what it is. And I'm like, all right, I don't want to know, Gage. And then he doesn't tell me, but then that home run I must have hit against Missouri State, kind of right center field. He came up to me in the dugout a couple innings later and said, that's the farthest home run you've ever hit. So he knows. I don't necessarily know.
Well, pretty cool the way the game was won yesterday when you got a 19-year-old freshman who hadn't had a hit since Alabama step in, at the biggest moment and deliver. Of course, the Sousa at bat was great before that. I think he had either 5 to 9 foul balls. So it just those two at bats were just really impressive.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I think that's, as I'm just kind of sitting still in shock and reflecting on it, I think that's probably the coolest thing I've ever been a part of on a baseball field. And Sousa had an amazing at bat. He just kept battling and got his barrel on one, hit it out to right field, and we had a base runner on, and now anything's possible. I think originally, we were trying to bunt with Turner, and Coach Van Horn wasn't very happy when he didn't get the bunt down.
Yeah.
So I can't believe it was just a sequence of events throughout that at bat. Turner maybe takes a strike, then he bunts one back to the backstop, and then Van Horn's yelling at him, and then Coach Thompson's yelling at him, and then he fouls off another pitch, and he's shaking his head up and down, and then the crowd gets up on their feet, and they start yelling and cheering. And I'm like, holy cow, the temperature in the room is really high. And then he just hangs a slider, and I mean, I've seen Christian Turner hit all year, and I don't know if I've ever seen him hit a ball like that in BP or anything. It was just kind of a miracle, and we just barreled it up, and it went straight into the wind in the right center. The wind was blowing from right to left, so he hit it pretty hard, and then we all just kind of blacked out in the dugout, and we mobbed him.
Yeah, that was the mob went all the way over right in front of Ole Miss, right in front of third baseline. Yeah, he was talking about that in the postgame press conference about how he was sort of bopping his head around, and he was doing that on purpose to just show confidence towards the pitcher. And then that last one, he fouled off his leg, as you mentioned. The crowd started getting to it. Isn't that interesting how the emotion of an at-bat can get to that point to where it's a mental game and it's helping him out, and obviously he obviously got hold of the one pitch. But I just thought it was interesting mental part of that, you know, at-bat that was impressive for a 19-year-old.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And sometimes the 19-year-olds that come into programs have the most confidence because they're just kind of naive. They're naive to the college baseball landscape and the SEC and just this and that. And they're just little puppy dogs with all this energy and all this razzle-dazzle. And I just love it. I mean, there's nothing I say, and I'm about to cuss, but I say there's nothing better than a hungry-ass 18-year-old.
Yes.
They're just fun to be around, and they work hard, and they have fun, and they get after it. And Turner's been working extremely hard over the past couple weeks. Him and Landon Schaefer have really stood out to me, and a couple others. Like, they're just trying to get better, and that's really cool to see. And it was just such a cool moment for him yesterday.
Yeah, you said hungry ass. You know, I remember you said too. Remember Roger, you want some wolves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you said, we need some hungry wolves out there, is what you said. So you're right. I get where you're coming from. So now you guys, obviously, a big series win. Now you've got to Oklahoma. Doesn't get any easier, number 24 Oklahoma, but you get them back home again, which is cool. And so it's just one of those things that you stack your wins up when you can get them. Everyone is important, and just like this series, but now you just got to turn the page. And you don't have a midweek game, which is that a positive to sort of get rested up as you get ready to go into postseason?
Yeah, that's a positive, I think. I mean, I love playing baseball regardless, and those midweek games are fun to play in still, but you're getting kind of down to the stretch of the season where health is going to matter a lot, and you guys stay healthy after a longer season. You need pitchers to be fresh, and you just need all those things to kind of line up. So when you have a couple extra days of rest and not playing, you're able to kind of just put all your eggs in one basket on the weekend. So we're excited about that, and Oklahoma will be a fun challenge.
Do you want to thank Ortho Arkansas for sponsoring Camden each week? Yeah, it was a fun week for us, Camden, because we have you on Mondays coming off the weekend, and then we have Ella McDowell, third baseman for the Razorback softball team, on Friday. And, of course, you know, it was the perfect wraparound weekend. You know, they played Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and had never beaten Texas at Austin, ever. And, you know, they beat them 2 out of 3, win the series, and then you guys win it in this kind of fashion. You know, we love those kind of weekends. We hadn't had those, Roger. I don't think we've had a ton of those, you know, on the weekend. But it was fun. I didn't know, in the midst of your crazy weekend, you pay attention to what the girls are doing as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun to watch. I mean, they're just fun to watch. We see them all the time in the Jones Center playing on the TV. And I've been over to the softball facility once or twice. And there's a couple of teammates who are good friends with softball players. And it's fun to just support each other and watch all the games.
Sure.
That Northwestern game, Northwestern State game that was canceled. What do you do when you get the notice about that game? And hey, it's canceled. What do you do after that? You got to come down a little bit, knowing the game's canceled, or were you pretty aware of that early on?
Well, we went through our whole pregame routine and everything. We hit in the Fowler, and we got all our pregame done about an hour before game time. I'm coming downstairs to the locker room from journaling, and I walk in the door, and I must have been the last guy in there, and Van Horn's in the middle of the locker room just addressing the team, saying that we're not going to play tonight, there's hail. The home plate umpire that night was driving up from Missouri and totaled his car from hail or something crazy like that.
Wow.
And then Van Horn just turns around, looks straight at me, points at me, in the middle of the talk, says, "No fishing tonight." And I said, "Yes, sir." no fishing tonight. It was great. So
good.
We kind of got another day off in a way, but got all of our work in and then played on Wednesday. So we got on to the weekend.
It was interesting last to watch yesterday the emotion a little bit from Coach Van Horn, you know, with Turner there. I think he hugged him up there at the end, didn't he? During the team meeting?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. I mean, he gave him a big old hug. That was, that was a really cool moment. You need freshmen. You need freshmen to play.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he said. That's what he said. Yeah. Got to have freshmen to play.
You need freshmen. So, it was awesome.
Today is National Star Wars Day. May the fourth be with you. I don't know if you follow that kind of stuff or not. Are you a Star Wars guy growing up, or Star Trek, or either one or neither?
Oh, don't get me started on Star Wars. I was the biggest Star Wars kid growing up. Me and my brothers, Carson, Drew, and David, we just built Star Wars Lego. If we weren't playing with football side, we were building Star Wars Legos that my grandma Connie got me for Christmas, and my mom and dad. So I absolutely love Star Wars. I have Star Wars stuff hanging up in my apartment here in Fayetteville.
Huh.
And Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3 is the best movie. And I love the Clone Wars, and I'm just a big Star Wars nerd.
Wow. Who is your favorite character in all the Star Wars movies? Is there one that stands out that's your favorite?
I like to think of myself kind of as Anakin Skywalker.
Okay.
So I kind of just do everything, but I have a dark side.
You know what's wild then is that if you're a Star Wars fan, and several of the movies were out before you were born.
Yeah, the originals.
Yeah, the original. So do you go back and watch those? What do you do?
Yeah, I've gone back and watched them, and I've watched all the movies multiple times, and they're kind of a comfort show, to say. Like, when you just want to watch a show that you know is good and you just love watching it, like, I'll watch Star Wars.
That's wild. Because it was 30 years, 40, I don't know.
It was 70. But, Roger, we were it goes so bad, Ken, it was in the late 70s when the
we
first
We were younger than you are now
when it first came out.
So, wow.
Of course, also, I don't know if you saw it, Roger, but there's a Star Wars movie coming out in the next week or two. Have you seen that, Camden? It's got the little...
Is it a prequel, sequel,
The little green thing with a
Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh, look at you, Chris.
Mandalorian and Grogu.
Now, are you excited about those? About that one?
Yeah, those are cool. I actually didn't watch the whole Mandalorian series. I watched the first couple episodes, and then I kind of got sidetracked. But,
yeah.
No, that'll be really cool. I love all the Star Wars movies.
You know,
I was gonna say Valedictorian, but what is it? What is it called? The
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Well, so now which one was R2-D2? Was that the tall one? And CP3O, was that the little squatty one?
C3PO is the tall one.
No,
so C3PO was the tall one.
C3PO,
okay, you got it back.
All right. So that's actually almost come to fruition now with some of these robots that we've got roaming around.
Camden, if you went back and looked, you probably have. If you go back and look at those original couple of movies, the special effects are so basic compared to, what's used now. But it was groundbreaking at the time.
Oh, dude.
But we're Star Trek guys. Captain Kirk. We go back in the 70s and
stun gun, stun gun, and you know what? The only thing that we did back then watching Star Trek that you guys have in your lives today is the portal.
The transfer portal.
We've got the transfer portal on Star Trek.
Very good. Last thing before we let you go, it's National Bird Day. Of all the birds that you go out to hunt, what is your number one favorite bird? I'm sure it's a duck. So which is it? A mallard? Is that your number one?
Oh yeah, it's just a big fat orange footed green head mallard duck. That's my favorite.
My man is just talking about dinner.
Listen, one more time. Would you deliver that? Would you say that one more time? Say it again, please.
Yeah, my favorite bird is a big, fat, corn-fed, orange-footed, green-headed mallard duck.
Perfect. Thank you. That will go in the system to the day I retire here, and Roger and I are done. That's a great description.
It's going to be a button bar.
I had a funny feeling that was going to be the case. All right, man. Well, listen, have a great week, Camden, and get after Oklahoma, and we'll talk to you on Monday, man. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right,
Thanks,
Hawks.
Man, go Hawks.
Thank you.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, how about that? Star Wars.
Got posters up right now.
Well, thank goodness Christian was here to deliver us.
Tell us about the Salivictorian.
What, what was that that Josh used to throw out? Remember, it was
who was that?
He would go, give me, it was one of the newer characters, and it was, Saquon Bond or something.
Yeah, who is that?
Qui-Gon Jinn?
Yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn. Oh,
it's Liam Neeson.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Say it again for me. Qui-Gon
Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn. Is that something that Terry Bradshaw sells? No.
Yeah, Josh threw that out there. He would throw out a couple of those things real quick. So you know all those characters' names,
I've
right?
seen all the movies, and I've seen a lot of the shows, but I'm not crazy about Star Wars like some
now,
people.
Is there a sequel to the prequel?
A sequel to the prequel.
Yeah, don't they have those? Because you guys go back to double prequels.
Yeah.
Like before it even happened. Is it true that Planet of the Apes' final scene with Charlton Heston, mm-hmm. where he says, "Damn you!" that is the beginning of the Star Wars world?
I don't believe so. No, okay. I don't remember. I don't remember.
You blow it up!
Is the Planet of the Apes supposed to be the Ewoks? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know.
That whole, you know, for us, when the first time I saw that, I just didn't blow me away, that first Star Wars, because we had Star Trek. So
I do like Star Trek.
Well, and I don't even think the show.
And it's hard to compare, because one's mostly a TV show versus mostly a movie franchise.
Well, and if it's not for Star Trek, we don't have a lot of the things that we have right now in our system, in our world, from stun guns and talking phones, face to face. Gene Roddenberry.
Gene Roddenberry nailed it.
Yeah. All of those guys.
Scanner.
All of the folks from NASA. We have learned a lot from Gene Roddenberry and Star Trek. That's how they use a lot of those things. Probably.
Do you think when they enter the portal, they say, "Beam me up"?
They should. They should.
Do you not agree now, Roger? We'll see if Christian agrees. The number one most important character of Star Wars would be Harrison Ford, right?
I thought it was
Han Solo. I don't know if he's the most important, but he's
well,
the coolest.
Maybe he's the most significant character.
Is he? I mean, what about Wookiee?
Yeah,
Chewbacca.
He's bigger than Chewbacca.
He is. Well,
I would say that Anakin is probably the most. Anakin and Luke got to be the
Anakin.
Most
so no, Luke. Yeah, maybe
Luke. Luke Skywalker. I mean, he's the main guy. Him and Darth Vader.
Remember the other day? Remember the other day we had the which ones where the star wasn't the main star that overshadowed?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Harrison Ford was his character.
See, I don't know.
He is the biggest movie star of those movies.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
You're saying. No
His
doubt.
Presence was bigger on screen than Luke.
Well,
yeah. He wasn't super famous when those movies came out.
No, he wasn't.
He'd been in a few things.
American Graffiti. Yeah. Was probably. Now, but wait a minute. I'm just trying to think. I mean, who were the bigger stars there? I mean, Carrie Fisher was
Alec Guinness was Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Alec Guinness was huge for one. You had Billy Dee Williams. Yeah. And Darth Vader voice.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
None of those are bigger, don't you think? None of those are bigger than Harrison Ford.
No, based on what he said. No, you're absolutely right.
What about
Alec Guinness is a world famous, but
Now what about the scene they say that they never, when people repeat the word, the line, it's not correct.
Luke.
Yeah.
I am your father.
But
I am your father, isn't it? Or something
is
like
it no K N O W?
They say everybody gets that wrong.
Right.
Yeah, they do.
I thought Tommy Boy got it right, though, when he looked into the fan.
Yeah, but that was a shocker for those following at the time.
Oh, it was the shower scene of Dallas. You know,
What?
Who knew? Who saw that coming?
I mean, who had that written
And then,
up?
Not only that, but you had white guy underneath black guy's voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, the worst part of the movie franchise to me is when they got that second go round, the newer ones,
right?
And the guy who played Anakin, he was
Christensen.
He's such, I mean, nothing against him. He's just boring as a.
Not a great actor.
He is. He's just not.
Who
a
is
great,
it? Who is
he's
Hayden Christensen.
Good looking guy.
Hayden Christensen, but
it's just doesn't have much of a screen presence.
I don't know any of the.
He turns into Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So what are they? So they go back and
hit
they
the
fight
prequels.
Out,
yeah.
Is
prequels.
Darth Vader? Was he a troubled kid?
No, he started out as a good guy.
He was a Jedi.
Isn't that the
he's
way it always is?
And then he turns
well, you know,
the dark.
Guess who was a Jedi before he turned bad? Satan.
The best bad guy is I think maybe Camden said is the redheaded dude with the
thing. Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
He's got the
double
sided,
and he's a kung fu guy. Yeah. Double set, and he kills cool. Liam Neeson.
He's like the only good part of that movie.
He's Darth Maul?
Yeah, Darth Maul.
Was Darth like a common name then?
Yes.
Not like, is there a Darth Brooks? Like
Darth Brooks.
Is there not, when they go into the club, is Darth Brooks singing?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I remember getting a Star Trek, when you glue things together.
Legos?
And paint them up.
Models?
No, models. And I got one of those, the phasers. It was cool to have the phaser back then. That phaser was so cool.
You know what? You know what the best thing about Star Wars to me is
what?
Was Bill Murray's lounge singer when he sang the theme song.
Oh yeah,
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Roaming through the galaxy with nothing to do.
He was so good at that.
It was great.
And that's one of the great scenes, you know, in that franchise was the bar scene.
Oh, absolutely. It was the whole thing. Now somebody wants to know if they can in fact get the Qui-Gon Jinn at Cupid. Can you get that?
Is it Bluetooth now? No, I don't think the Qui-Gon Jinn is.
Someone says, genuinely, how surprised were you when the line was said, I am your father?
I am your father.
K-N-O-W, is that what you're saying?
No. He's telling him, no, I am your father.
Don't kill me. No, don't kill me because I'm your father.
Someone says, has anyone said that Cam is really hard to understand when he calls? We need to make sure he's right up on that. Yeah, sometimes
I'll try to pick it up.
I tell you, that last line on the Mallards was great. We got to get that in the system.
It's almost like Trey Reed's double buck.
Yeah, it is. I stepped on him with the bell and I wanted to do that.
No, that's why
I went back and did it again.
Well, I'm just listen. I'm fascinated by the Star Wars thing, but I just don't know it, and I've never been a huge sci-fi guy, so I don't know
what is your favorite sci-fi movie.
I don't know if I have
Aliens.
One. Marvel?
Aliens, great.
Someone just said, this is so good, 870. I have never heard the greatest movie franchise in the history of movies butchered so bad in the last 5 minutes. It's what I've just heard.
Well, I'm sorry.
Let me say this. You still haven't.
You what?
You still haven't, because it's not the greatest franchise.
Take that. Who's that from?
What is it? Rocky?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Rocky? That's from
it's
Matrix.
Not Rocky.
That's from Terry.
Check this out, Roger. Someone says, I've stood in the exact place Heston screamed that on the Planet of the Apes, Little Doom Beach, Malibu. Wow.
That was in Malibu?
Or when he goes, no!
Damn you! Damn you! Now,
that was one.
But then he gets on a horse with a chick.
That was one of the most shocking scenes ever.
Yeah, it was great. That's a great movie.
It was a twist. What a great twist. What a great twist.
And then the rest of the movies are not very good.
Yeah, did you see the remake?
I like the remakes.
Did you see the one with Mark Wahlberg?
How about this one? How about this one?
Take your stinking paws off me.
The one with Mark Wahlberg sucks.
Yeah, I actually like that one.
Well, because
you know who the funny guy was in there?
Yeah.
The Ranger thing was Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, exactly.
He was really good in that.
Exactly.
But at the very end, it blew. But remember, they go up to the...
isn't Ving Rhames in it?
Yes.
Yes.
You remember, they go up to the Lincoln Memorial, and guess what? Mr.
Yeah.
Lincoln is an ape.
He sure is.
He's an ape.
He sure is.
Mark Wahlberg's no.
Was that his, you blew it up?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that's what
they
was.
Changed it?
Yeah.
No, that one blew. But the other ones, listen, when the first time that Caesar goes, no. But you remember at the end of number two with the guy that we had that played, we talked about it Friday, the guy in that soap opera, who RJ and I went to see for the Martin Luther King thing when he was here. What was his name? He played in General Hospital or Young and the Restless. Young and the Restless. That guy was the evil doctor in the original, the second Planet of the Apes, I think, with Ricardo Montalban. When Ricardo was a traveling circus and his mom and dad gave...
In the second Planet of the Apes movie, the one where they go underground?
Is that where they go underground or is that where they took the ship and they came to Earth? They came back to Earth.
That's a different one.
Well, no, wait a
second one, they go underground.
From the...
Well, okay, you know what? Because dude goes back to see him. So it's the third one that they come back. Then it's the third one, and the baby's going...
Yeah, and then the fourth one, they go to, like, San Francisco or something.
Maybe, no, it can't be that many of
Somebody
them.
Says here, Raj, how did you raise children and don't know anything about Star Wars?
You know what?
Do they like Star Wars?
Nah, to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
I tried everything I could to keep
here's
my
one.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Here's one. Josh Weaver in the studio. Whoa.
Josh likes Star Wars.
No, that's what he's saying. That's what they're melding you two together for that. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, well, because you just said something blue, but you didn't do it condescendingly. What kind of?
I kind of did. Yeah,
you did. You really did. But you did it in such a nice way.
Like.
What?
Whoa! Best movie franchise was this is Toy Story.
Nah.
You know what? I like the Toy Story song. What is it? Buddies, when you're buddy. What's it called? What's the song?
You got a friend.
I love that song.
Great song. Yeah.
It really is because it makes me think of you and me, Baz.
So I said the beach is just north of Malibu.
Damn you! Damn you! Damn
you! It's so good.
Listen, when they catch When they take Landau, and they
lobotomize
him. And he comes out and he can't do anything, and they just do it because they're experimenting on him. You just know, you know what? And then watching, you know, Charlton Heston, I think, kisses
the monkey, the ape.
What's her name? Not Cornelius. Cornelius is Roddy McDowell.
Roddy McDowell, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I will say this. The remake, the reboot of Star Trek was magnificent in the way they cast. I mean,
Are you talking about Chris Pine one?
Yeah, all those, yeah. Chris Pine, the guy who played Sulu.
A young Chris Kane.
Spock. Sure, they really did a good job.
One of them's dead. Is it Chekhov guy dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got ran over by his own car.
Now, I like that because they went back in. You know, if they could go back at the beginning. You know, like there's a gang movie where that McDreamy and Christian Slater and a few other guys went back as gangsters, and they were Bugsy, and they were Lucky Luciano, and all that. They all played at the very beginning of their deal. I love movies that go back in time, especially if we've seen it. Like, if we were to see a prequel to Godfather, you know, which we did, I guess, in number two in some way, but if they were to go
it was,
bit,
yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody says here from Joy, Christian was my favorite person on the bus. Till his Star Wars put down, stick to the NBA.
Ooh.
Laugh out loud.
Kim Hunter played the actress.
Yes.
But what was her name? What was her character's name? Thank
Roger
you.
Roger Scott, if you have not gotten over there and hitting that button here, somebody's already pointed it out. She should have been hitting the button a long time ago.
Oh, I sure.
You should have hit this button a long time ago.
Hold on.
Would you please, some of our listeners have said, there should be Christian, there should be...
Hold on.
I think I know what's coming.
You know what's coming. Yeah, you know what's coming.
I don't know if it's controversial.
Hold on.
I like the next generation of Star Trek better than the original Star Trek.
Is that the one with the Valedictorians?
With Patrick Stewart.
Oh, I never watched those. Yeah, did you? Was it?
Yeah.
I always the mean people. The enemy was the
Romulans or the Klingons.
Well, the Romulans and Klingons were in Star Trek. But this other one had the stretchy face woman. That's the woman that's
stretchy face woman.
Yeah, the woman that's she was the most dominant bad person, at least in the movie.
In the movie.
Yeah, I never watched the but in the movie
the Borg.
Yeah, is it the Borg? Yeah, the Borgs.
They are a technological race.
Yeah, I love the fact too. Remember in Star Trek we had to try to fight. Wait a minute, is it Spock or is it Romulans or are they Vulcans? Because the Romulans are bad. Vulcans. Listen,
they look pretty similar.
We have completely nerded out here, and so for those of you who like this, you're welcome. And for those of you that don't, well, it's time for a break.
You're welcome.
It's time for a break. No, you can't find it, Roger. Did you find it?
I had to find another right thing.
Quan Johnson.
Josh used to just.
Speaking of nerds, get in here, Chuck Gavin.
Roger,
watch your finger. You're on camera. Sick.
Roger would get Josh on this.
He would. Let me do this for Josh too. Every time I whistle at my grandson to get his attention on the ball.
Let me just say, hey, I'll end this segment properly. Live long and prosper.
There we go.
There we go. We'll go to break on that one.
And this is us to all of you out there. And we hope you feel the same way about us. Take us out for a minute.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Ortho Arkansas presents Razorback infielder Cam Kozel each week when he joins Morning Mayhem this baseball season. Ortho Arkansas, orthopedic care for everyday pain and injuries.
This is SportsCenter.
It was a big weekend for Arkansas baseball and softball. We'll start in baseball where the Razorbacks got a series win over the Rebels of Ole Miss, winning Friday's game 12-2 in a 7-inning run rule before losing Saturday 11-4 and winning Sunday on a walk-off 2-run home run from freshman Christian Turner. Here was the call.
The pitch to Turner is hit in the air to right center field. It's hit deep. Back is Mosley. Christian Turner is the hero! And the Hogs have won it on Turner's second home run
of the year.
Next up for Arkansas is hosting Oklahoma for a three-game series starting on Friday. And softball took 2 out of 3 against Texas in their final regular season series, winning 2-0 on Thursday, 4-3 on Friday before losing 4-1 Saturday. Next up for softball is the SEC tournament. They'll take on the winner of Mississippi State and Kentucky on Wednesday. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
There will be a few clouds this morning, then a lot of sunshine, then the clouds will increase later on this afternoon. But all in all, a mostly sunny, warm, and breezy Monday with a high of 82. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly after midnight, with an overnight low around 62. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Join Randy on location Tuesday at Gary Hogan Field for Little Rock Trojans baseball, taking on Arkansas State. Drive Time Sports Tuesday with your Little Rock Trojans.
Hello, folks, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. Off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this: we will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roarden Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. What's coming?
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I've not heard this song in a long time. It's either Phil Collins or Genesis. Which one is it?
Phil Collins.
Yeah, he was so big in the early 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
What's it called?
I think I was sacking groceries.
Don't lose my number.
Yeah, this is a good song.
We ask you not to lose 661-1037.
Billy, don't you lose my number.
Nailed it.
David, there is a new song out to the tune of Marie Laveau.
Yeah, we got to play that.
Cherie DeVoe.
Yeah, we're going to push that out, and Ron Moquette's going to make sure and get that to her.
Well, that's pretty cool to do that. I mean, I'll do a better version if I have to, but that was wrong.
Let's play that in just a second.
All right.
By the way, Christian, I don't know if you mentioned it live on the air. We mentioned it during the break. John Sterling, the legendary Yankees broadcaster, dies at age 87. We were talking about that broadcaster for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and this guy was the, I just remember Derek Jeter.
Yeah, he had catchphrases for everybody.
Yeah, I wonder what the most famous one he had.
An A-bomb for A-Rod.
Is that what it was?
An A-bomb for... Yeah, didn't he do... Yankees win!
That's the biggest thing he did, right?
Well,
that's
and then the quiet one, or the one part I like when he goes, number two, Derek Jeter.
Jeter. Yeah, so how many years did he...
That's a good question. I'll have to look that up. He was a long time, though, I think.
Let's see if it says here. It says, spent more than three decades and five World Series wins. That's hard to believe that it only had five World Series wins. Because you had five of them right there, back to back. Right?
Yeah, three in the 90s, early 2000s, right? And then you had one in 2009.
I guess that's it. Wayne Smith is listening from
89 Oakland. To 2024.
Hey, Wayne.
Wayne says, sad day for us Yankee fans. Yeah, you're right. The Yankees win. He says, it is high, it is far, it is gone. Yeah, that was the phrase I remember him, of course, saying it in a different way. Mm-hmm. I want to look him up and see how far, what year he started.
89. The Yankees, yeah.
So he did not go back. He wasn't one of those ones that I was thinking that went back in the 80s and 70s. Who was it before that? Jake, see who that. I wonder if that was a legendary.
Voice of the Yankees, 1980s.
This guy obviously was well-known because he had a unique delivery.
Yeah.
Phil Rizzuto? I've heard the name.
Wow, Phil Rizzuto,
you know, he did do those. Yeah.
He did the PA.
I don't know about PA.
Not voice the Yankees. We're talking about the PA announcer there at Yankees games. Yeah, that's a great point. Who is the voice of the Yankees?
I think it's the guy that plays the games at the University of Arkansas. Is he not the guy that does halftime then?
So Rizzuto is at the.
That was AI. It's probably wrong.
Is it Phil Ellen? Ellen Phil.
Rizzuto did it for 40 years.
40 years!
And nobody remembers it.
Sully says in his later days, he was known for blown home run calls. Look it up.
Those were brutal.
Rizzuto or the guy who passed?
John Sterling.
What did he do? No. How did he blow a home run?
We have quite a few. Let me see if I can pull some up.
All right,
that he just missed
but
it.
But he'd be like, oh, I thought that one was gone.
Well, Sully probably hated him because he was a Yankee.
That's true. Christian, I understand you might not like them and they critically may not be the best franchise of all time, but $47 billion would disagree with the immediate dismissal of the Star Wars franchise being the greatest of all time.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
Listen, you touched a nerve.
Bob Shepard was the PA announcer. So, again, I don't recognize him, but maybe we just didn't. Maybe it wasn't a name that we knew before or... The things he did didn't stand out in terms of the PA. But Rizzuto, man, Rizzuto, 40 years. Now, that's a long time.
Well, he was with
I wonder who was before Rizzuto.
John Sterling is not the guy that would do the Jeter because that was the PA guy. This is the guy that would actually call the game.
I thought he was the PA guy.
No, okay. He was the home run guy. The other guy
was the voice of the Yankees.
Correctamundo. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I'm getting that mixed up. I think the guy who did Derek Jeter, he's gone, right?
I think he's dead, long gone. I think he's long gone. I also think that he... Now, Rizzuto, I mean, so if he was 40 years as the announcer...
Yeah,
and how many years is he played with him? How many years was he with the Yankee organization, for that matter?
He was with the Yankees from 41 to 42, and then, of course, he went and fought in World War II, and then from 46 to 56, so about 12 years.
So over 50 years he was with the Yankees. Wowza.
According to Wayne, Bob Shepard was the one who does the Jeter.
Okay.
Derek Jeter.
Okay.
Now, is that recorded now? Obviously he's not playing anymore.
I think they did record it.
Even after he had passed, they would play that.
You know what? For Jeter, yes.
It was Jeter.
I think you're absolutely right. And he was also in the trequel. of the Star Wars movies.
What did I say? It was what's his new movie? What's his new movie called?
The Mandalorian and Grogu.
The Grogu. Okay, yeah.
The Grogu. That I know you can get at Cupid.
All right. So Trey,
I have the bad home run call, by the way. If you want.
Okay, let's hear it. Yeah, let's hear it.
Not to disparage.
Yeah, way to go on his passing. Yeah, go ahead.
The pitch to Stanton. Drew, there goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
Wow.
Well, the other part is that he didn't make them those names. He did give them all a name based on the hitter as well. A Stankonian.
Yeah. Aaron Judge, you would say all rise when
right.
he came
oh,
to the
very,
plate.
Very good.
He always
very, very,
another one
very creative.
He just made the call. Like Phil Elson, we know he used to, we got to fill in a game. Or Vin Scully or some of them, who else did we know from even here locally? Maybe Rick Schaefer would say it or Rex Nelson. They had to, they would make the play more exciting than it was and all that. Mm-hmm. So he just made that an exciting play.
One. Pitch, 1-2. Swung on, hit the air to right. Back goes Stanton on the track at the wall, leaping, and she is gone. It is a home run. They're all waiting. And why are they waiting?
Because Stanton caught the ball.
Oh. Wow. And coming off the field is Chapman. Stanton never threw the ball back in. No, Stanton just robbed Chapman of a home run. Wow. What a play by Stanton.
Wow. See, now, if we never saw any of that because there was no TV back in the day, something like that, it could have just been a dribble to first. You know, wow, he robbed him of that home run.
Wayne said, I like Christian, but do not mess with the Yankees, Christian.
Uh-oh. Don't.
Well, that's, listen.
I've already gotten on the bad side of Star Wars fans. So now I'm on the bad side of
Yankees.
Well, that's, let's take a break. That's I'll be darned. Yeah, so two different guys here, the PA announcer guy and the,
Yes.
Yeah, but listen, nothing worse than a missing home run call. It's long, it's far, it's out of there. And I said,
well, can you imagine? Slam-a-ram-a, oops. I'm just saying it because RJ's Texas, that's all.
Sully says, in his later days, he was known for blown home run calls, but his correct calls were epic, a legend.
Agreed.
He was great. All-time great.
Well, Hank Aaron, at one point, Babe Ruth had the most home runs and strikeouts. By the way, my 6-year-old grandson learned yesterday that his number is number 3. That Babe Ruth is also number 3. That Babe Ruth played for the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. He was a pitcher and an outfielder. And the reason his number was number 3, Christian, why was it? Because he was 3rd in the lineup. And also, they started putting numbers on the jerseys or names in 1923. So all the things that he learned. Who's this?
It's Randy Travis. It's his birthday today, 67.
Happy birthday, Randy. My brother's name is Randy. Rest in peace, Randy. Come on.
And they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine? One better glass of blue suits me.
The low rates are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the ride you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no sex drive, it may be time to head down to Low T Center. Y'all, 1 in 4 men have low testosterone. Book a free T-test at Low T Center. Choose self-pay or insurance and have it shipped directly to your door. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
F.L. Davis Cash Lumber in Clinton or Haynes Home Center in Morrilton.
Car wreck? Call Rainwater Holt in Sexton.
888-8888.
8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Sky Rizzi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Sky Rizzi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Sky Rizzi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Look at that guy. If you missed it earlier, this is Roger's new song about what happened at the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Take a listen. Based on the Marie Laveau song by Bobby Bear. He was the most popular version.
Way out in Churchill Downs, where the fast horses go, lived a lady trainer named Cherie DeVoe. She had a long shot colt named Golden Tempo, and all the smart money said that horse is too slow. She just screamed, yeah, right! Another favorite done gone. Golden Temple log near last in the field. While bettors all thought the outcome was already sealed, but Jose Ortiz came a-rolling down below, past every horse in that run for the road.
Run for the road.
Yee-haw! Another favorite done gone.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bow.
She lives down by where the fast ponies train, with a stopwatch coffee cup and a horse track brain. 25-1 and still cool as can be. First woman trainer winner in Derby history. Now, Cherie DeVoe, how'd you pull off that trick? Your Golden Temple horse here got mighty quick. Wasn't given a chance and still outran the crew. Now every owner wants to hire you. They're calling, no, crap. Another favorite done gone.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much. Another record by the, it's on the Equine label.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Oakland
ever expanding.
I'm telling you, the Equine label is amazing. Yeah. It's right up there with the some of those Beatles albums of early.
Thank you, Apple.
Early time, yeah.
Apple and Equine. It's got the Equine
Chris
label.
Kane is back. Hey, Chris Kane is back.
Yes, here with RJ Hawk. We're going to fill in today in an acre-free zone.
It's like the old days, right?
It will be the
yes, yes.
He used to fill in for us.
Are we going to talk tennis? Well, maybe not now. That used to be a popular topic with you guys.
We're going to take odds on whether or not you're going to get Hunter Juracek back for the touchdown club this year as we go through that schedule.
Listen, it's up to him. It's up to him.
Invite extended.
Yeah, invite extended.
Invite extended.
The question whether or not. It's not been good.
Oh, here, no, here, right here. Okay.
I can't get around. Whoa! Okay, yeah.
Here, right here.
That's
come
not,
here.
You
that's
got your new
nice.
Vehicle over to Fletcher the other day. You got your new truck,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, went Zippy called, and they were down. I think they needed one more, and he called, and said, hey, I've got it. So
yeah. They ended up getting 13.
First time I've ever bought a car off FaceTime. But,
is that right? Yeah, they said you had to be there in person if you gave
But Zippy got it done, man.
So it's a black, what is it?
It's a black on black. It's a Ram 1500, so it's a pretty sweet ride.
We were talking about great play-by-play broadcasters, baseball broadcasters. Yeah. Roger, we have one in our presence
now.
Oh,
please.
We sure do.
You
let's
got
see.
It?
First of all,
you
let's go
it?
To the phone and talk to, hey, Zippy, what's up?
Hello, Buzz Listeners.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
Yeah, you had your own sayings, the Slammerama
Room. We use that in our family, I guess, vernacular. We use that. We say, is it Slammerama-roo packed? Like we describe places that are.
Oh,
here we go.
Slammerama-roo!
That's how we describe. Like whenever we're talking about like Oaklawn's record day, we'd be like, oh, that place was Slammerama-roo packed. Yeah,
so
that's
Oaklawn,
a thing.
Here's his Oaklawn right here.
Oh no!
There he is. Right there. Does he say it?
Oh no!
Very good, RJ. That was the call that we were trying to find the other day, but we were who was that made the call originally? It was
Kirk Flint, Cliff,
the guy from Oakland.
Yeah, I know. It's what I'm trying to say.
Sort of the guy directly after Terry.
Yeah.
We had him. We met him the other day up there. So
what
the other
was
day.
His name?
He was good.
Good impressions. Wasn't that him? Yeah.
Signetti.
Yeah.
I don't think that was his name.
Not Signetti. Yeah.
It's like a
Manetti. Very close.
The Manetti.
Oh my gosh!
Manelli. No.
What's going on? We got 40 seconds.
Bubba Carpenter is coming on talking about the big Razorback win over the weekend. Game balls and jockstraps. Weekend recap. RJ, anything I'm missing?
And we. I